You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Brian Onunoyin joins us now to ponder a philosophical question about capital punishment. When innocent people are convicted of crimes they did not commit, is this reason enough to abandon the death penalty?
And a very good morning to you all. East is east, and west is west, and never the twain shall meet. Kipling's lines kick us off today. And before I get down to the serious stuff, let's take a stroll down the etymological path to explore the word twain. It's from Middle English, so it would probably have been used by Geoffrey Chaucer in and around the 12th century. And of course, it means two. The great American novelist Mark Twain used it as a pen name because he lived with boatmen and they used the word twain to signal two fathoms. But back to the subject of today's rant, which is actually a rather more serious matter. I opened with Kipling's quote, "East is east and west is west," because sometimes I can't fathom ye. The death penalty, for example. I can't understand why a civilized society would retain this medieval practice. Ow, that's pretty stinging criticism, I hear you say. Well, I mean it. And right now, I guarantee there are some of you thinking, well, if you don't like how we do things here, why don't you just bugger off back to your own country? And if you are one of those, and if that's what you were thinking, might I remind you that as in any civilized society, I have the right to speak my mind, and that includes making stinging remarks about the way this society organizes itself. Now, let's be honest here. Regular listeners will no doubt be wondering, why am I so het up about the death penalty? Well, it's because back in the 1980s, innocent Irish men and women were being convicted of planting bombs in Britain. And if the death penalty were in place, they would be dead today. The police in Britain at the time, driven by an overwhelming desire to get someone and to blame someone for these awful crimes against innocent people, would round up the usual suspects. And sometimes some rather unusual suspects. It didn't matter if they were innocent or not. Could they be blamed? Could the authorities pin this crime on them and get away with it? And there's absolutely no doubt here about two things. One was that the authorities knew all along they had the wrong people. And secondly, some of these people were completely innocent, as in they had no hand, act or part whatsoever in these awful crimes, but they ended up serving life sentences. Decades later, the British government released them, issued an abject apology and totally exonerated them. And while they can never give them back the time that they lost in jail, well, at least they didn't kill them. I say all this, and yet recently I'm chatting with a colleague at work, and I ask him out of the blue, "Do you believe in the death penalty?" "In certain cases," he replied. It turns out his sister, her child, his blind brother, all were gunned down during a burglary by some serial killer back in 1985. "My colleague," he said, "I would not lose one wink of sleep if the guy who did this, who is still in Angola, by the way, if he were executed tomorrow." Nothing is ever really black and white, is it? And this is a subject I shall have to return to again. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye now.
That was commentator Brian Onunoyin, who teaches second grade at Waller Elementary School in Bossier City. He also teaches a class called Ireland, Here I Come at LSUS, and a class called La Belle France at LSUS and Bossier Parish Community College. Brian takes groups on tour to Ireland and France in the summer. Contact Brian by email at brian@redriverradio.org.